This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. The Prime Minister also chaired a review meeting at Ahmedabad Airport with top authorities to assess the ongoing relief and recovery efforts. Later in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. The Prime Minister also visited the plane crash site and said the scene of devastation is saddening. Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. The investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues, with forensic experts visiting the crash site to carry out a detailed examination. According to police sources, the black box has been recovered from the site. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. More from our correspondent.
The investigation of this incident is underway, and today the team of Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has got an important success. The black box, that is the flight data recorder, has been recovered from the accident site, which will help in finding the cause of the accident. Forensic experts also visited the spot today and detailed investigation is being done. The real cause of the accident will be revealed on the basis of the forensic and technical investigation. On the other hand, more than 7 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased, while more than 200 DNA samples have been taken by the hospital administration. Respecting the sentiments of the families of the deceased, the administration had decided to hand over the dead bodies of all the deceased by Sunday evening. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-89 aircraft equipped with GEnx engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional offices. In a statement, the DGCA said inspection of fuel parameter monitoring, electronic engine control system test, engine fuel-driven actuator operational test, and review of takeoff parameters should be checked once before the departure of flight. It also emphasized on introducing flight control inspection in transit inspection till further notice. Iran today launched a large-scale missile barrage on Israel in an operation called True Promise 3. The assault was in retaliation for deadly Israeli airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities and the killing of top military commanders. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said it carried out attacks against dozens of targets, military centers, and air bases. Israel's military confirmed dozens of missiles had been launched by Iran, with explosions heard across cities, including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. 40 people are being treated in Israeli hospitals following the retaliatory strike. Earlier, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned that Iran will inflict heavy blows after Israel launched war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's fight is not with the Iranian people but with the country's leadership. Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita presided over an event to flag off the first batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister felicitated the yatris on their selection and wished them a safe and fulfilling yatra. In his remarks, the minister recognized the role of various ministries and departments such as Defense Ministry, Home Ministry, the Indo-Tibetan Border Police, the state governments of Delhi, Uttarakhand and Sikkim, and the National Informatics Center. He appreciated the Chinese side for its cooperation for the resumption of the yatra. Delhi government is set to roll out a new excise policy soon. The primary objective of this policy is to ensure the availability of quality liquor and to make the sale and distribution system transparent, modern and accountable. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the new policy will incorporate several reforms in the excise system, including scientific testing of liquor quality, digitization of the sales system, strict action against illegal sales and transparency in the licensing process. In cricket, South Africa look poised to script a historic win as they need 69 runs in the final of the World Test Championship at Lord's, England. Chasing a target of 282 runs set by Australia, the Proteas were 213 runs with a loss of 2 wickets in the second innings at the close of the stumps on day 3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.